Masechet Cholin Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. In order for the shechita to be halachically acceptable, the windpipe and the food pipe of the animal both have to be cut. That cut has to be through a certain section of each pipe. If the cut is made above that section or below that section, then the shechita is considered to be invalid. That's called hagrama, which means tilting. The knife was tilted to a point where it becomes problematic and it cut the wrong section. The windpipe is encircled by cartilage that are separated from each other by thin pieces of skin. The highest ring, the top of that, which is the side right near the head, is the limit for shechita. So a cut made above this ring is a problem, but through the ring is okay. In the Mishnah, we're going to have a machloket about a cut that was made through the highest ring, which is okay, but then partially above it. For example, let's say the shochet, when he was putting the knife through the highest ring, he put it through in a tilted way, so the cut finished above the ring. Mishnah says, "Hashochet mitocha tabat." If somebody slaughters an animal by cutting within the highest ring, so that's okay. Veshiedba meloha hut al pene kulan. He leaves attached to the animal's head a hair of the entire ring. Shehita keshira. The shehita is valid. He cut all the way through the ring, very close to the top, but he left a portion of the ring attached to the head. That's just like a hair deep. So the entire cut, bottom line, is made within this ring, even though it was very close to the top. We say the shechita is valid, but if any part of the cut is above the ring, the shechita is problematic. According to this view, Tana Kama, the entire cut has to be through the section that is designated for shechita, no cut whatsoever above. The next Tana is going to be a little bit more lenient. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Meloha Hut al Pene Ruba. The minimum he has to leave over is a hair breadth of most of the ring. In other words, if he cuts most of the way through the highest ring, and then he finishes the cut above the ring, the shechita is valid. According to this Tana, he would say that it's enough to make most of the cut in the designated section, but if some of it is above, it's still considered to be okay. According to the Biyoseb and the Biyuhuda, this opinion, shechita has to be done only through most of each pipe. If you didn't complete the cutting, it's still considered to be okay. And if anything goes wrong after the majority of the pipes are cut, we ignore it because all you needed was the majority. But according to the Tana Kama, he agrees also that the majority of each pipe is enough. But he does say that if you continue to slaughter after most of the pipe was already cut, it's still considered to be part of that same cutting. So therefore, if something goes wrong after that, even in the last part of the shechita, when everything was done accordingly, and if you stopped at that point in time, you would be okay. Since it's still part of the same cutting, it still could invalidate the entire shechita.